This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. My beloved brothers and sisters, every time we have the month of Ramadan, we have so many aspects of this month to consider. One of them is the Quran. I usually like to become so engrossed with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month, in a way that when we come out of Ramadan, we would not regret not having spent enough time with the word of Allah and with the Quran and so on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed merciful, and Allah's mercy encompasses everything. We must make sure that we make the most of this month by doing whatever we can, inshallah, to liven up the nights and to spend the day also in goodness. So subhanallah, I want to remind yourselves and myself to gain closeness to Allah, to worship Allah alone, to study the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to make resolutions. And the reason why I say resolutions is a firm intention to say that I am going to do this from now on. Because Ramadan is not the only month that we should be Muslim. We're Muslim outside Ramadan as well. So it's important for us to realize that this is just a run-up to the rest of the year. Make your promises and turn to Allah. You will achieve the forgiveness that Allah declares that He has specially designated for the month of Ramadan. Every night is a night of forgiveness and mercy and blessings, and every night is a night of freedom from hellfire. So we must make sure that we make use of that, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. And may Allah grant us the best exit from this month in a way that we are smiling. You know that in the last part of Ramadan, in the last third of Ramadan, in the odd nights, the chances are greater that it's an odd night within the last 10 nights, where we will witness Laylatul Qadr. And this Laylatul Qadr is a night that we must try and search for. And you know, it's so impressive to not to know the exact night, because if we knew it, I think people would just say, okay, that's it, we'll worship Allah on this night and move. Even now, it's not the 27th. Yes, there is a chance that it could be the 27th, but it's not the 27th, guaranteed. Because Allah doesn't want you to just worship one night and move off. So subhanallah, part of the mercy of Allah is that He said, you search for it. May Allah grant us ease. And the last thing I want to say is, people usually ask, how do I know that my Ramadan was accepted? How do I know that I have achieved and so on? One of the big things is that your life changes. You feel the change in your life. I mean, imagine, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, a person who's previous sins are all forgiven, they will feel cleanliness, they will feel clean, they will feel rejuvenated, they will not want to run towards sin again, and they will not want to go towards that which displeases Allah again. So this is something interesting. Try and make sure that your life has changed in one way or another, and that would be a very good sign for this beautiful month of Ramadan as it draws to an end. If Allah grants us the chance to witness the end of it, that bi-ithnillahi we would be forgiven completely and achieve that cleansing by the will of Allah. Barakallahu.